Okay, so welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today we are talking all things crypto.
All things crypto.
I'm excited for this one,
Absolutely.
especially because, there's been a lot of movement
Lots of movement in the
in the
market.
market, and there's a lot of news out there, and I feel like people kind of
They need to know what's going on.
they need to know what's going on and what it means. And so today we're going to be focusing on two major recent developments. One is Ripple Labs' big legal win against the SEC.
Huge.
Huge. And then we're also going to be talking about Bitcoin because it's been
Yeah.
hanging
Hanging.
out
Just kind of doing its thing.
below $98,000.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We'll get into it.
All right.
Oh,
So
shit.
we're not just going to talk about what happened, right?
No.
Because anybody can read the headlines.
Right.
We're going to talk about
Why it
why
matters.
it matters and how it affects the future of cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
And like we always say, this is for anybody who's interested in crypto, who wants to kind of
Wants to understand it better.
understand this complex market. All right, so let's start with Ripple. This case, huge. Everybody's been talking about it.
A long time coming.
So for people who maybe need like a little bit of a refresher, like what exactly was the SEC accusing Ripple of?
Right. So the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, they're the ones that
The big dogs.
big dogs, right? They oversee the securities market, stocks, bonds, all that stuff. They basically said that Ripple was selling XRP, their cryptocurrency, as an unregistered security, which you can't do.
You can't just do that.
Not supposed to do that.
So basically they were saying XRP is like a stock.
That's basically what they were saying. And they said that Ripple should have registered it with the SEC, just like any company would register a stock offering.
And they didn't do that.
They didn't do that, and that was the whole crux of the case.
So Ripple fought back,
Oh
obviously,
yeah.
and they won.
They won a big win.
What does this actually mean, though?
Right. So this is a pivotal moment for the crypto industry. Like I said, the SEC's whole argument hinged on XRP being an investment contract. Something that people buy hoping to make money. Ripple said, no, XRP is more like a currency used for transactions, payments,
Moving money around.
moving money around fast and cheap.
Not for investing.
Not just for investing, right? And the court actually sided with Ripple, which
Huge.
said that XRP sales on exchanges to the public didn't constitute investment contracts.
Wow, so that's a really big distinction.
Huge distinction. And it's a really big win for Ripple, and for the crypto industry as a whole.
Okay, so you said pivotal. Why pivotal?
Because it sets a precedent. It kind of draws a line in the sand
I see.
for how cryptocurrencies might be treated by regulators going forward.
So this isn't just about Ripple.
This is about the whole market.
This is about the entire crypto market.
It's massive. And, Ripple's chief legal officer, Stuart Alderotti, he said it himself. He said, quote, "This is a win for the entire crypto industry."
I bet he was happy.
Oh, I'm sure they were popping bottles over there. But it's true, though, because it means that, at least in the US, some cryptocurrencies might not be subject to the same strict securities laws as stocks and bonds.
So less regulation.
Potentially,
Potentially.
Which could be a really good thing for innovation and growth in the space.
So let's talk about, how this might actually, play out in the real world. Like we were saying, if XRP is considered a currency and not a security, what could that mean for people who are like actually using it, like institutions, businesses?
So one of the big things that people are excited about is the potential for wider adoption, especially by institutions like banks. Think about it. Banks are always looking for ways to make cross-border payments faster and cheaper.
They are.
And XRP is designed to do just that. So with this legal clarity, you might start seeing banks actually using XRP to move money around the world.
That would be
That
huge.
would be
That
huge.
would be a really big deal.
And it would kind of legitimize crypto even more.
It would bring it into the mainstream.
Exactly.
So, I mean, besides banks, like who else could be, jumping on the XRP train now?
Well, you could see asset managers, like big investment firms, they might start including XRP in their crypto portfolios. It's a way to diversify their holdings and, potentially get exposure to the growth of the crypto market without some of the regulatory uncertainty that they might have been worried about before.
So less risky now.
Less risky, yeah.
Less risky for them to get involved.
Exactly.
This is pretty big.
It is. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it remains to be seen how everything will shake out.
Of course, yeah.
But the potential is definitely there.
The potential is there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking about Ripple, XRP.
Right.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
Talk about Bitcoin.
All right.
Bitcoin's been hanging out below $98,000 for a while now.
Just kind of chilling.
Just chilling. Consolidating.
Yeah, consolidating.
Now, I feel like, you know, people throw around that term consolidation.
They do.
But what does it actually mean in this context?
Right. So basically what it means is that Bitcoin's price is stabilizing within a certain range.
Okay.
You know, it's not making any big moves up or down.
Right.
It's just kind of like taking a breather.
It's catching its breath.
Exactly. It's catching its breath after a period of, you know, pretty intense volatility.
Well, and I mean, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, but there are so many factors that can influence Bitcoin's price.
That's a whole complex ecosystem.
Right. So what are some of the things that could be contributing to this particular period of consolidation?
Well, I think macroeconomic conditions are definitely playing a role.
Like what?
Well, you know, we've got inflation that's still kind of sticky.
Right.
Interest rates are rising. There's this whole, you know, potential recession looming.
Yeah. There's a lot of uncertainty in the global economy.
Exactly. And all of that uncertainty can make investors a little bit skittish.
Risk averse?
Risk averse. Exactly. Yeah. And they might be pulling back from riskier assets like crypto.
Bitcoin included.
Bitcoin included.
Okay, so we've got the macroeconomic conditions, but there's also the regulatory landscape that we've been talking about.
Right, that's a big one.
And that's been, you know, pretty uncertain lately.
Yeah, and the Ripple case is definitely a step towards more clarity.
Right.
But there's still a lot that's up in the air.
Yeah.
And that uncertainty can also contribute to price consolidation.
So basically, investors are kind of like waiting to see what happens.
They're sitting on the sideline.
Before they make their next move.
Exactly.
Okay, so Bitcoin's consolidating. What are analysts saying about what comes next?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag.
Real.
Some analysts are saying that we're due for a breakout.
A breakout meaning?
Meaning a big move upward.
Above $98,000.
Above $98,000, yeah.
Okay.
They're looking at technical indicators, things like moving averages and trading volume.
Right.
And they're seeing signals that suggest that buying pressure is building.
Okay.
So they think that, you know, Bitcoin could be poised to make a run for new highs.
That would be exciting.
It would be very exciting.
Yeah.
But of course, there are other analysts who are more cautious.
Right.
They're saying that Bitcoin could be headed for a further correction, meaning a dip down to a lower support level.
Okay.
They're worried about the macroeconomic conditions that we were talking about.
Right.
They think that those factors could weigh on Bitcoin's price in the short term.
So basically, nobody really knows for sure.
Nobody knows for sure, yeah.
It's a gamble.
It always is with crypto.
It always is.
That's part of the fun.
Right, part of the excitement.
Yeah.
But it's also part of the risk.
Exactly. You got to be comfortable with the risk.
Okay, so we've got Ripple scoring this big win against the SEC.
Yeah.
Which could mean less regulation for crypto.
Potentially, yeah.
And then we've got Bitcoin just kind of doing its thing.
Hanging out.
Hanging out, consolidating.
Yeah.
Waiting to see what happens next.
Waiting for its next move.
What's the connection here?
Right. Well, I think the Ripple case and Bitcoin's consolidation are actually connected in a really interesting way.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So think about it like this. Increased regulatory clarity, especially in a major market like the U.S.,
right,
could make investors more comfortable with crypto in general.
Okay.
Right? Less uncertainty, less risk.
Less risk.
And that newfound confidence could actually boost demand for crypto across the board.
Okay.
Not just for XRP, but for Bitcoin too.
So Ripple wins, investors are happier.
Potentially, yeah.
They're less scared.
Less scared.
And they start buying more Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Driving up the price.
Supply and demand, baby.
Okay, so you're saying that the outcome of the Ripple case, this legal battle.
Right.
Could actually influence what happens with Bitcoin's price.
It's definitely a possibility.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating.
It is. It shows you how interconnected everything is in the crypto market.
Right. It's not just about individual coins.
It's about the whole ecosystem.
It's about the whole ecosystem.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Okay, so just to kind of sum things up here.
Right.
Ripple's victory, it's potentially a turning point.
Could be huge.
For crypto regulation, right?
Yeah.
And then Bitcoin's consolidation is basically a reflection of just how sensitive the market is.
Oh, yeah.
To all these different factors.
All these external factors, internal dynamics. It's a wild ride.
The macroeconomic conditions, the regulatory landscape, everything's kind of swirling around.
It's a whirlwind.
So I guess the big question for our listeners is, what do you think?
Yeah.
Given everything that's happening, is now the time to jump into the crypto market?
It's a tough call.
It is a tough call.
You know, there's potential for big gains.
Right.
But there's also risk.
There's always risk.
And you got to be comfortable with that risk.
You've got to do your own research.
Absolutely.
Don't just take our word for it.
Don't take anybody's word for it.
Right. Educate yourself.
Yeah.
Make informed decisions.
That's the key.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But as always, this is just a starting point.
Yeah, this is just scratching surface.
Keep learning, keep exploring, and we will see you back here soon for another deep dive.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.